This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. There were three statewide proposals decided in Tuesday's election, all won approval. Right now, we're going to focus on Proposal 1. In simplistic terms, it legalizes recreational marijuana. But there are a lot of moving parts to this measure. My guest spent years working to win this result. Jamie Lowell is co-founder of the Third Coast Compassion Center Medical Marijuana Dispensary in Ypsilanti and a member of the MI Legalized Board. That group was at the heart of getting Proposal A to the ballot, and thank you, or Proposal 1, and thank you very much for the time, Jamie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Referendum part of it's now over. What needs to happen before recreational marijuana becomes a taxed retail product widely available throughout Michigan?
Okay, so after the election is certified, about 10 days later, the individual rights go into effect, but the commercial side of it doesn't go into effect for about a year. The state has a year to promulgate the rules.
There are communities that have the right to ban marijuana sales and don't have to participate just because Proposal 1 passed. Do you see many local governmental units choosing to do something like that?
I see many will take advantage of it, and some will have to sit back for a while and see how it works for other places before they make their decision.
Are local government units behind the eight ball and just being prepared for the possibility of legalized recreational marijuana?
No, there's no urgency. They can make the decision at any time.
What about the urgency to get this product to market? There have been people who have been waiting a long time to have this commercially available. There are politicians who are anxiously awaiting the tax revenue it will generate. So do you foresee a timetable for this getting to end of process?
Yeah, well, the system is designed to work congruently with the existing medical system. So it'll be a little bit of a slow rollout so that there's not a clash of commercial systems on each other. So those who have the MMFLA license first will be first in line to get the subsequent recreational license.
Many are still expressing concerns on how best to test for intoxicated driving and how to avoid creating a bigger black market for those who are under the age of 21, which will be the legal age. How do you allay or address those concerns?
Well, the black market is addressed by the commercial system that we're putting in place now. It has one of the lowest taxes as far as excise tax goes in the country. So it'll raise money for things that we need, but it also is not so high that the products will be cost prohibitive. So we'll be able to entice people from the black market into that regulated system.
Well, that's one way to look at it. The other is there are 14, 15, 16-year-old kids that easily access beer, and this is going to be marijuana-like alcohol. So how do we address it?
Well, that goes on now, and the additional regulations, I think, help to prevent that from happening. While some kids do get a hold of alcohol, it's much more difficult for them because mostly the purchases are based around showing up and demonstrating an ID of 21 or over, and that'll be the same case with cannabis now.
And in one sentence or less, how are you going to celebrate passage of Proposal 1 today?
Well, I am actually going to consume cannabis. I'm also going to
I kind of thought that might be the answer. Jamie, thank you very much for the time. I do appreciate it, and thanks for being accessible through this process and getting us to this point.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That is Jamie Lowell, MI Legalized Board member, addressing passage of Proposal 1 in yesterday's election. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.